About a month ago, I was zoche. A month and a week ago, I was zoche to be standing at the Kever Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes in Tveria, Yer HaKodesh. And I prayed mincha with a bunch of avrechim who randomly showed up there, seemingly they were ben hazmanim, whatever it is. And it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. And after they prayed mincha in the side shul, they went back into the tzion, next to the kever, and they banged out a shofar and said tzalichot. And it was pretty incredible because the acoustics in that little room, that dome, your ears ringing with Adonai Selichot. It was incredible. And the shofar was very, very loud. So I was wondering, what in the world is going on? Okay, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan. So they wanted to do Selichot Sephardi style. Very nice. Well, where did the idea of blowing shofar during Selichot come from? It was very loud. So it got me thinking. So Rama writes in Ara Chaim that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And because of that, we have the minhag every Rosh Chodesh Elul to blow the shofar throughout Chodesh Elul, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, says the Rama, in order to remind us to do teshuvah, to confuse the Satan, whatever reasons you have. The Kaf HaChaim says that this is not the minhag of the Sfaradim, but there are many who do it. They want to be yotzei yidei chovah, they want to be yotzei all the shitos, so there are many who do it. So that seemingly is the makor for the minhag, for blowing shofar during Selichot, two different times. One is during the Yom Midod, and you blow shofar. And the other one is right before Tehanu V'Tehatu V'Rachamim Min HaShemayim during the last Kaddish. However, I wasn't so satisfying. You want a little bit more. Who has this minhag? Who doesn't have this minhag? Is anyone not okay with this minhag? Like, how come we don't do it in all the minyanim? The simple answer might be not everyone has a shofar or someone knows how to blow a shofar. But I looked into it a little bit more. I saw Rabbi Naxon in Laws of Holidays, gives a few mikorot and a few other places. Basically, Rav Eliezer Melamed in Pinine Halacha summarizes all of the minhagim svarim. You know, you can sit here, go through Ater Avod, go through Magen Avod, go through this one, go through that one. He went through all of them. And he summarized it as follows, that basically everyone has this minhag. Moroccans, Tunisaim, Jerba, Tayman, Bukhara, everyone but Iraqis and Syrians has this minhag to blow shofar during the Yom Midot and or at Tehanu V'Tehatru, or only at Seher Yimei Teshuvah, but everyone has some permutation of the different factors of this minhag to blow the shofar. Even Rav Ovadia, who does not have this minhag, he writes he doesn't have this minhag in Chazon Ovadia, says it's a minhag yafeh, it's a nice thing to blow the shofar. There are two problems with the minhag, though. There's two issues that have to be dealt with in order to do it appropriately. Number one, Rav Yitzchak Yosef points out, if you're going to blow the shofar, you're not going to say Yud Gil Midot. The whole point of Selichot is to use the Yud Gil Midot as a means, as a tool to get Teshuvah, Kapara, etc. So he says, if you're going to blow shofar first and then say Yud Gil Midot, you have a problem. Even if you finish before the Kahal is done saying them, Ben Yishchai writes that if you, as an individual, continue your Yud Gil Midot past everybody else, you have to switch to using the Ta'amin. As if you're saying Biachir. This is what Yosef Chai. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, so what are you supposed to do? Before you blow the shofar, right when the Kahal starts saying Vayavor, run through everything. Go through all of it very quickly, and then blow. That way, you chapped. You achieved saying Yud Gil Midot, and you also did the minhaga of blowing shofar. I wonder, the amount of kavanah it takes for a person to say the Yud Gil Midot might not justify blowing the shofar, but minhagim are very important. Rabbi Naxon also mentioned that sometimes you have communities where there are numerous people blowing shofar, but the minyan is so small that subtracting the number of people who are blowing shofar and not reciting the Yud Gil Midot will leave them with less than a minyan of people who are actually reciting the Yud Gil Midot. Meaning, for example, you have 10 people who are in the minyan and one blows their shofar, that means you don't have a minyan. You have 15 people in the minyan and you have 6 people blowing shofar, then you, again, do not have a minyan. So that's another important consideration to keep in mind when trying to fulfill this minhag, to make sure that we don't lose the ikar for the tafel. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, it's best for one person to blow the shofar, not have a whole orchestra, like some shuls do, some minyanim do, maybe Mega Selichot does, but it's the best not to have a whole orchestra for Selichot, just one person should blow to fulfill the minhag, to fulfill all the opinions. At the end of the day, it's the Yigil Midot that are most important for us. The final consideration one has to keep in mind is, where is this shul? Is this shul in the desert, in the middle, with no one around, or is it in an apartment building? Is it underneath people's dorm rooms, and you're blowing shofar? It could be a little bit of a disturbance. You know, people are sleeping, children, women, people who, let's say, they go to a later minyan for whatever reason, or they're sick. Grandparents wake up at 5 in the morning, because they have nothing else to do, so they come to shul. But whatever it is, you have whatever reasons you have to keep in mind the context, the setting for this minhag. So, if Rav Chaim David Halevi, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Rav Avadi all point out that last idea about don't wake people up, and Rav Chaim David Halevi says, okay, so by the time you're done with Selichot, it's probably okay to just blow it at the end. Or at the end of Shacharit, whatever it is. You don't have to blow it during Yugil Midot. You want to fulfill the opinion of the Ramah? The Ramah didn't say do it during Selichot. He wasn't saying Selichot. So you can say it later and you're still Yotze. So these are some important considerations, but many do have this minhag to blow the shofar during Selichot. And at the end of Selichot, there is a minhag yafeh. But there are a couple of things to keep in mind. Don't miss the Yugil Midot. Don't lose the car for the Tafel. And also don't wake people up at the expense of your Yirat Shemayim. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.